Great to have your company this afternoon on Dwayne's World. Dwayne himself, who's been broadcasting from Chateau Russell, just stepping away for a moment. Sam Edmund sitting in the hot seat with you this afternoon. And what an afternoon, what a morning, what a day, what a week, what a month it has been. Our next guest, he's seen a lot. I don't think he's ever seen this before. He's the voice of athletics, Channel 7 Olympic commentator, been around the traps, I don't think he'll mind me saying, for a long time. Great to have your company, Dave Colbert.
Sammy, I've never seen this, that's for sure. I've seen some stuff in my times, cancelled events and all sorts of things, but nothing like this, obviously.
Before we get to the reason you're here, which is Matters Athletics, you keep across a lot of things. We're still waiting to hear officially from the AFL whether they will proceed with round one. What camp are you in here? Are you in the staggered they're even considering it camp, or the they should forge on if the medical experts deem it fit to do so?
No, I'm in the staggered they're even considering it camp. I know we're all desperate for it to happen. I, you know, despite what most of the SEN audience would think, I'm with most of them that you'd love to sit down on Thursday night, click on the telly and watch the footy, that's for sure. So, but, you know, when you look at everything that's happened and the advice, and you have to hand it to the US sports and their capacity to make the brave decisions. The NBA, you know, ice hockey, PGA Tour, you know, they cancelled a tournament mid-tournament, the PGA Tour. You know, that takes some brave decision-making by the administrators in the best interest of everybody. You know, you listen to all of the advice and the social distancing, and there are things that don't add up. You know, we've all got to keep our distance, but it's okay to sit on a plane next to each other. That doesn't make any sense to me. You see the Collingwood footballers jumping up and down together in a huddle. Good on them, but doesn't make any sense. I think you've got to, you know, the time is not now to be assembling and playing a football match in an empty stadium just to keep the wheels in motion, I don't think. That's my view.
I tend to agree with you. It is hard that on one hand they argue for social distancing on public transport of all places, which is hard in itself, and yet 40 guys can run around, sweat and spit and tackle each other of a weekend and then go about their day-to-day lives during the week. It doesn't seem right. But from what we hear, DC, the Richmond players are under the assumption they're playing. That's what they say that they've been told. Still no official word yet. And it is changing by the hour. They might have been correct. It might be incorrect. Many mixed messages at the moment, and we won't know until Gillon McLachlan makes the announcement later on this afternoon. Now, an announcement that...
You feel for the players, though, don't you? The sporting world, the Olympic world's in this exact boat that the athletes just don't know. And, you know, for the AFL players, for Richmond and Carlton players, their deadline's at, 7:40 tomorrow night. They're supposed to be running out. And it's almost 24 hours away. They don't know whether they're playing the opening game of their season. It's a staggering situation for the team and the players and the individuals to be in, that they don't know. The uncertainty of that is incredible, really.
And I guess the argument on the other hand as well, DC, is if it's taken this long to make a final decision, maybe that gives you your answer as well, that if we're needing to go down to the wire, then maybe the decision's made for you and you don't proceed. Some sad news, this one, the Stor Gift. It only just got that four-year lifeline. I think it got a $1.2 million rescue package earlier in the year, but they've made the decision. It's a big one for Western Victoria, this one too. Well, they're calling it a postponement at the moment, the Stor Gift come this Easter.
Yeah, and I think postponement's right. You've got to go back to, you know, incredibly this race has been so resilient since its first edition in 1878. It ran every year of World War One, which is incredible, given that back then it was a race for young men. But it didn't stop for World War One. That wasn't enough to stop it. It did stop for World War Two, but only from 1942 onwards. So it battled on for the first 3 or 4 years of the war, and only stopped in 1942 and had off until 1945 and then recommenced in 1946, which was, when did the war finish? I think it was around that time, maybe 1946. So extraordinary that it's been that resilient. Look, from a stall athletic clubs, we were the promoters of this event for 9 years, so understand those financial difficulties intimately. It's probably not a bad thing for the club that they've got a bit of respite, that they there's every chance that they run it at a loss again this year, despite the government intervention and the welcome work of Martin Pakula and co. It's probably good for the club but it's no good for the township of Stawell and the many businesses who you know, derive 6 months, 8 months of their annual income from one weekend. So if you're a local hotel there, or you know, a local business in Stawell that, that relies service provided to the club, it's like every other event. Supplier and those in that industry are bleeding probably more than just about any other sector of society at the moment. If you, you know, provide services to events, or you're an event organiser, or you're a venue that hosts events, you're virtually facing 100% cancellation, which is just heartbreaking for all.
Yeah, yeah. This is where it really hits home, doesn't it, at the grassroots level, if I can call it that. So about $5 million to Western Victoria's economy, they estimate. It would have been, I think, the 139th Stawell gift, and as you suggest, probably the third time it hasn't run. It's a part of the furniture in that part of the world. It's going to be eerie come Easter, and they're not running around that track, DC.
Yeah, it will be. But, you know, as I said, postponement, one of the years, I can't remember the exact year, but Anzac Day fell on Easter Monday, and it was effectively impossible to run the gift final and do all of the things that needed to be done after 1 o'clock, still have your TV, you know, sports ban from is suspended, you know, up until 1 o'clock on Anzac Day. The footy still runs, of course. And so we ran the gift on Easter Tuesday. It was the first time it had ever been done. And there was a lot of debate amongst the committee that, you know, we can't do that. It's always Easter. It's always Easter Monday. And I said, OK, well, we can run it on Easter Monday, but we'll be able to run the semi-finals and the finals of the gift, and that's about it if we want to be on TV. And they made the decision, the brave decision, to go on Easter Tuesday because it was not traditional. Do you really care, Sam, if Stawell gifts run in November this year? I couldn't.
No,
run it on the Monday before the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah.
It's basically a public holiday anyway. You know, turn that weekend into the long weekend. Run it on Cup Day and finish before, you know, the start of the, you know, at 2:30 before we, and then go and watch the Cup. Magnificent. Now, that's the sort of stuff that you've got to come up with in this day and age. And who cares whether it's, you know, it's the Easter gift held on in November.
It's an
all for that.
It's an Olympic year, of course. So a massive year. Tokyo, 24 July, 9th of August. Up until now, DC, the IOC just saying business as usual. They're determined to go ahead. I think on Tuesday, Japan's Olympic minister said the nation was still planning for a complete, quote-unquote, staging of the Games, obviously despite the pandemic. I don't know what you think of this, but they've got some internal division as well, because I think IOC committee member Hayley Wickenheiser's just made news on the BBC saying that is insensitive and irresponsible of the IOC to proceed with planning of the Games.
I don't know about with the planning, but I reckon it's insensitive to be saying it's just proceeding. When world sport's shutting down and everything else is going on, just to say, of course, it's happening, it'll be on, no problems with this. It's a bit like old mate Kim Kalali when the bombs were going off in the background, saying that, you know, there's nothing going on here. But they don't need to make a decision today. There's no doubt about that. They don't actually have to make a decision today. So why not just say, look, if it's on tomorrow, obviously it's not on. If it's on next week or next month, then it's not happening. But we don't have to make a decision right now. When do they have to make a decision? Probably at the end of April or early May, you would imagine. But for now, who knows what's going to happen next week, Sam?
Yeah.
We might all be, you know, locked in our rooms at home and not be able to go out, or you know, the curve might be flattened, which everyone keeps talking about, and life goes on. But you'd have to say it's 50-50 at best. Fingers crossed that it goes ahead for the athletes mainly. They're the ones. The rest of us, you know, we want to go and broadcast, and you want to watch it on TV and do all of those things. But really, athletes, once every 4 years, there are some that this is their only opportunity to be an Olympian, and you hope with everything that you've got that they get that opportunity.
Oh, it's massive, isn't it? 4 years of preparation, and imagine speak about the AFL players, imagine the uncertainty spending 4 years. You're trying to qualify. They've been called off as well. Just a massive mental challenge for those athletes to even get to Tokyo and potentially compete. Dave Colbert, thanks for joining us. Difficult times, it must be said. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Go on, Sammy. You're doing a great job. Keep up the good work.
DC, Dave Colbert there here on Dwayne's World. Your call's next before we get to the news. 1-300-736-736. Give us a bell. 1-300-736-736 or 0433-98-1116 on the Speckle Text. Speaking of the Speckle Text, don't know if this is true. Hi, Sam. Crown Casino have announced they are turning off every second gaming machine to keep space between people. Isn't that magnificent forward thinking? Daryl sending that in from Reservoir. Thanks for your text, Daryl, and all your texts. We'll rip through them shortly.